Welcome to HealthSpot, the place to get the latest advice concerning healthy living and also information about the latest at Brownfield Regional Medical Center. HealthSpot brings you one-on-one with our local health providers. Welcome to HealthSpot, brought to you by Brownfield Regional Medical Center. The opinions expressed on this show are for educational and informational purposes only and are not intended as a diagnosis, treatment, or as a substitute for professional medical advice. Please consult your physician or healthcare professional for your specific healthcare or medical needs or concerns.
She is our local eye expert.
Yes, I'm the best and the worst in town.
There you go, yeah. You're the only one, right?
I'm the only one.
There's nothing wrong with that. Certainly, it's not a monopoly.
No, it's not. Not at all. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am great.
Good.
It's summertime.
Yes.
Well, technically it's not, but we're getting to summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about eye care during the summer.
Great. So I have nothing new for you or nothing new that I could tell you. Your mom probably told you this when you were younger. She made you wear sunscreen, and that's the best thing that you can do for your eyes, too, some type of sun protection. So sunglasses, transition lenses, even clear glasses. We can put a UV coating or a different type of non-glare coating on it that'll help protect your eyes. But that sun damage can cause a lot of different things in the back of the eye, and you're not aware of it until you're older, just like skin cancer. You know, it can be caused and start when you're younger in life, but you don't develop that or realize that till later. So just protect your eyes when you're young. 80% of the UV damage is done before the age of 18.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So definitely for your kiddos, make sure that they're wearing some type of sunglasses or have UV protection.
Absolutely.
On them.
Mm-hmm. Recently, or actually the last couple of years, of course, my daughters, you're their doctor, and of course your husband was their doctor for a little while. One of the neatest things to go in is when they check the eyes and they can look at the backside.
Yes.
Of it, y'all can tell all kinds of things. Possible mm-hmm. cancer, possible diabetes,
yes,
that kind of stuff.
Can you absolutely.
Highlight that just a little bit mm-hmm. for my sake.
Sure, absolutely. So there's a technology now where we don't actually have to dilate your eyes to see the health of the inside. We can take an image of it, and how it does it is it actually goes through your pupil. Your pupil's the center black part of the eye, and it's a hole in your eye. So we're just shining the light through that hole and looking at the inside of the eye. And we see all kinds of nerves, part of the brain, blood vessels. And you're right. We can detect many, many different kinds of diseases. Some of the most common being, just like you mentioned, some type of cancer, diabetes. There's been several times that we've detected diabetes before the patient knew that they had it. We've diagnosed brain tumors. So the getting an eye exam on a regular basis is not just for vision, but it's for your overall health.
Absolutely. See, I just love that. Technology is so awesome.
Yes.
And of course, it can be a turkey, but at least you have that, and it was a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the computer screen and the lights.
Yes.
I have a question for you about some lights.
Okay.
So, we'll be right back.
Brownfield Regional Medical Center is here for you. The hospital's dedicated employees take pride in providing area citizens with high-quality health care services with state-of-the-art technology. Brownfield Regional Medical Center is here to help you with all your health care needs. Inpatient, outpatient, home health care, a physician clinic, a wellness center and health club, and emergency medical services. Trust Brownfield Regional Medical Center, hometown professionals caring for your family's health care needs.
Did you know that Adventure Marketing is not only the best stop for your marketing needs? It also can supply your business or group with t-shirts, caps, and apparel. We work with dozens of manufacturers to find the right product to deliver your message. Choose from thousands of items in quantities from 1 to a million. Call Adventure Marketing today at 806-637-0030 and let us help you promote your business.
All right, we're back here on the HealthSpot Show. Again, this is Eric Horton. This morning we are joined with Dr. Kelly Riley.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Our eye professional of Brownfield, Terry County, and so do you also service Denver City, Seagraves?
Anybody who wants to come to us.
Sure, yeah. Lubbock.
Yes, that's whoever.
So, take away from your husband.
That's right.
So, a minute ago, before we had started the show, you were talking about how, I guess, the screens on your computer and cell phones are beginning to think that it causes...
Yes.
Macular degeneration, how you say it?
Right. So go back to your elementary science class, and when we were studying light and rainbows, if you remember Roy G. Biv, which was all the colors of the spectrum,
right.
Red, orange, yellow. Well, more on the other side of it, the blue end of it, now all the new computer screens, tablets, cell phones, some of the TVs, even the LED lighting, so all the new types of light emit more in the blue end of the spectrum. And what we're just beginning to learn, and research is still going on, but that affects the eyes. Mm-hmm. So it can cause macular degeneration. Everybody will eventually get a disease known as cataracts, but it can cause those earlier in life. But even for younger kids, even your 2, 3, 4-year-olds who are on it can disrupt their sleep cycle.
Yeah.
And so we now have filters that can be put into the glasses to help filter out or reduce that amount of blue light.
That's really cool. And of course, cataracts is some kind of like a shell over your eyes. Is that right?
Right. So there's a part of the eye. It's called the lens. It's clear, so light can go right through it and enter the eye. But cataracts make that clear lens opaque. It's kind of like looking through wax paper. Mm-hmm. So it's just a distortion in the eye, and it's usually age related. Other things can cause that. Diabetes, certain medications can cause that. But everybody will eventually get it. I say it's like wrinkles. They're coming sometime. Some get them sooner, some get them later. But that's correctable.
Absolutely.
That's,
So on the idea that, of course, cataracts, it can be taken away, right? I
mean, correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So they can be completely removed and vision restored.
Okay. Now, that doesn't happen in-house at a place like yours.
No, you need to go see a surgeon for that.
Oh, you got to see a surgeon. Why can't you just do it? It's like wisdom teeth. Oh, no, you can go see. Just pull them. Anyway, maybe we'll have some dental
yes.
doctor come in. A dentist. It's morning time. So
that's
anyway,
right.
My wife, I was telling you a little bit ago, my wife has issues a little bit, like her head hurts. And so she kind of has these blue covers, very light blue covers that she puts over her lights in her classroom. And it's helped her. A little bit. Is that something that y'all deals with eyesight or?
So we do have some patients who are very sensitive to any type of fluorescent lighting. So there's a new coating that we can put on the glasses that can help filter some of that out. But yes, I mean, she's just adapted and made a solution herself. And as far as different colors, a lot of that's patient preference. So just like some people like to look through a brown sunglass lens or what's amber, and some people like to look through a gray or what they would call kind of black. That's you. Yeah. So it's just part of that's just patient preference. But if you do have sensitivity, especially that fluorescent lighting gives you any type of headaches, there's solutions.
There's solutions.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say before we go?
There's new contacts coming out with the transition lenses. Those are
really?
The ones. Yes. So there's the ones that change dark into sunglasses. They were just FDA approved. So they probably won't even hit the market till sometime late next year. I'm not sure how that's going to look on your eye cosmetically, but pretty new and exciting.
That might be kind of cool. Look at somebody. Why is your eye black?
That's right.
Is it gray? Yeah. Blue eyes. I don't get it. So
we'll see how it looks.
It's going to look complete circle of dark. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That's going to be kind of freaky. So.
Yes. Yes. But thanks for inviting me over.
Absolutely.
Yes. We're just right next door to Town Talk. So when you come and visit, visit us.
Of course, as always, you know, since you are next door and you're on the show, go see Dr. Riley, Dr. Kelly Riley, here in town, because if you're having eye issues, which I actually need to go and have a look-see. I get a free checkup or whatever, because insurance says I do.
Yeah, and a lot of times insurance considers it wellness.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and remember that, and y'all do take insurance.
Yes.
And I want to say this, the lady that's in your office that does the insurance,
yes.
I don't know her name.
Joanne,
awesome.
Thank you.
Because we have gone in and recently, you know, and we're like, we know we have eye insurance, but we just don't know who it is. And she went through the list or whatever and found it. And,
good.
You know, and she was just nice. And so we enjoyed that.
Well,
so,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the Health Spot Show today. And remember, keep and take care of your eyes. It's the only care you got.
That's right.
Talk to y'all later, folks.
Thanks for joining us on Health Spot. Have a suggestion about a future Health Spot segment? Contact us at healthspot@towntalkradio.com. The opinions expressed on this show are for educational and informational purposes only and are not intended as a diagnosis, treatment, or as a substitute for professional medical advice. Please consult your physician or healthcare professional for your specific healthcare or medical needs or concerns.